mail.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And the Man Law is just really a basic one, but I think it makes sense. And it's a good one to remember because we've all made this mistake. If a man's zipper's down, that's his problem. You didn't see anything.
See, I think that's situational. And here's why. I'm going to tell you that I was checking out
guys' zippers.
I was at a meeting for our church where Barbecue Bob and I met at our church. But I was at a meeting recently, and the pastor was up making a presentation, and yep, that was his situation. It was down, and he's in front of 100 people, and he took a break, and the next speaker came up, right? So I stand up, go over to the side, whisper in his ear. You know, he zips up. He thanked me later. It was you know, he was like, okay, that's cool. I'm glad I did that. And he was appreciative. But it was situational, right? Because if it had been you standing up there, I never would have said a word.
Well, I think there is a church exemption for that.
Oh, okay.
You're right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think in all things be discreet.
Right. Yeah. We didn't need to see the scepter. No.
Ouch. Yeah.
But anyway, Barbecue Bob, a little hot buttered rum, brother. This is your recipe, so I'm going to let you roll with it.
It's one I stole and manipulated. Just
so that makes it yours.
Yeah. I love hot drinks in the winter outside.
Sure.
We've had some fun at different events with some hot drinks, either whether they had alcohol in them or not. When you're outside and it's getting cold, your feet are cold, your hands are cold, your heads are cold, something like that, it's just nice to get a little warm liquid in you. And I love rum. I love dark rum. And so this recipe has been adjusted for my favorite, which is it's a really dark rum, and it is Meyer's Dark Rum. It's a Jamaican rum. It's really smooth. There's a lot of good rums, but this one is the one I prefer for this recipe. But it's just basically a cup of hot water, a cup of apple cider, a half stick of unsalted butter, quarter cup of dark brown sugar, some cinnamon, freshly ground nutmeg, and then you need a little bit of salt and some cloves and two-thirds of a cup of dark rum or a little more. If you like.
So you're going to put this all in a pot and bring it to a boil?
You're going to put everything in a pot except the cloves and the rum. And you're going to heat all this up. And then you're going to, at the very last minute, you're going to pour in the dark rum. And you're going to put one of those cloves in each cup. It looks cool. It adds a little flavor.
Sure.
It just tweaks it a little bit. But you only put the rum in at the last minute.
Okay, can I put this in a jug and bring it with me if I'm out of my ice shack?
You can. You actually can. And then you have to put the rum in, obviously.
Right.
Oh, you could add it there. But it's okay to throw the rum in advance.
Yep.
But you don't want it in while you're cooking it.
Chaz,
you don't want to cook
as long
it
as
off.
You stay under 160 degrees, you're fine.
Right. Chaz, speaking of putting it in a thermos and taking it to your ice shack, you got a little seminar coming up, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to be out at Sadler's in Six Lakes. That's out north of Stanton there. Steph and I are going out there as the MI Ice guys. We're going to do a little ice safety. We've got some deals going on at Sadler's. Bring your questions, man. Ask a couple ice pros your questions. We have a thing on the website if you can't make it
out
there.
What's the name of your blog again?
MIIceGuys.com.
Okay, check out that blog. You can download it to your phone. Take it with you. Chaz Thompson, Schmoe's Brewing Company, a great sponsor of the show and a great friend of ours. Thanks for joining us.
Drink well, boys.
All right.
Hey, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, wrap yourself in some Stormy Cromer, and enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
That's right. So don't forget to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. Give us your comments. Ask us questions. We love getting the feedback, even if it's negative. See ya. You should have heard the dust around.